it's Friday. When you hear that music, that cinematic music. Da-na-na-na. 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 We wait for this all
week. I really hope our listeners get as excited about this as we do.
We are so excited. Here we go. Master Crew Theater, where we act out the scene of a popular movie, and you just have to guess what it is. Today, you're playing for Kids Bop Live tickets at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on the Camden waterfront. The show is tomorrow night, August 2nd. All right, so let's see. Dan Zarrow is here. Gianna and I are going to be in it. Joe's going to be the director, so Joe, take it over.
All right, are we ready on my set?
Quiet. Ready and excited. Let's do it.
Okay, everyone's in their places.
Yep.
Quiet on the set.
I have the first line, so I'm concentrating.
Keep saying quiet on the set, and they both keep just interrupting. Gianna,
well, you're looking
Gianna's
at
the
me.
Only theater kid who understands when you say quiet on the set.
I'm trying
quiet.
To follow
you're
directions.
You're like looking at me, and I have to
scripts.
Skip.
Oh, we're off book, all right? We're off book.
Off book?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Oh, wait, when you say quiet, are we supposed to be quiet?
Off book means your script's not in front of you here. Oh, should be. I'm kidding. For you, I think your script should be in front of you for this
Let
performance.
Let me concentrate.
All right. Action.
You didn't. Okay.
Let's talk about Bobby playing football.
I don't like it, Mr. Coach Klein. I don't like it one bit. My boy is too delicate to be playing foosball or whatever you call it with them gargantuans.
I don't think you understand, Mrs. Boucher.
No, you don't understand me, Mr. Coach Klein. My boy is all I got. Ow!
Hey, Mama, here. It's the brain pain, Coach.
You see my husband, Robert, one day back in 1966, pick up sticks, and me 4 months pregnant with this precious angel. He decides he's going to go and join the Peace Corps, and he promises me everything is going to be okay, just like you're promising me now. But everything wasn't okay. He got lost in the middle of the Sahara Desert, and he died. He died!
He couldn't get no water, Coach. He died of the dehydration.
And we were left all alone.
I would have gotten my daddy some water, but I was just a baby inside Mama's tummy.
And now you want to take the only part of my Robert I have left.
But don't you want the only part you got left to get a college education?
Nah.
Me? A college student?
Yes, Bobby. Think about it. A whole new world will open to you.
And see.
Okay.
All right.
That was pretty good, I thought.
Oh, I love this movie so much.
I have seen this movie, but it's been a while since I've seen it. All right. So if you... All right, if you're just getting here, we're doing Master Crew Theater, our favorite Friday thing, where we act out the scene of a popular movie, and your job is to guess what it is. So we're going to do a little encore performance if you missed us doing it the first time, and then we'll get to the phones and get your guesses. Okay, Joe's the director today. Take it away, Joe.
And we are, by the way, playing for Kids Bop tickets.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Kids Bop tickets, Kids Bop Live at the Camden Waterfront. Freedom Mortgage Pavilion tomorrow night, August 2nd. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com for everybody else.
All right. Are we ready?
Any,
good job, by
any
the way.
Director's notes.
Good job. Coach, I think a little deeper of an accent.
Okay.
You know, remember the location of the filming. That's my big feedback on that. And both, actually, as a collective, lean into your accents.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay. Any notes for the crickets in the background?
In my head. Just all in my head.
Gosh. Great. Okay.
Here we go. Quiet on the set.
Sorry.
She is so bad at this. There's a reason why you don't really do theater.
I have the first line, so I need
There's a reason why this is so much fun.
Shh.
Quiet on the set. Action.
Let's talk about Bobby playing football.
I don't like it, Mr. Coach Klein. I don't like it one bit. My boy is too delicate to be playing foosball or whatever you call it with them gargantuans.
I don't think you understand, Mrs. Boucher.
No, you don't understand me, Mr. Coach Klein. My boy is all I got left. Ow!
Here, Mama, here. It's the brain pain, Coach.
You see my husband, Robert, one day back in 1966, pick up sticks, and me 4 months pregnant with this precious angel. He decides he's going to go and join the Peace Corps, and he promises me everything is going to be okay, just like you're promising me now. But everything wasn't okay. He got lost in the middle of the Sahara Desert, and he died. He died!
He couldn't get no water, Coach. He died of the dehydration.
And we were left all alone.
I would have gotten my daddy some water, but I was just a baby inside Mama's tummy.
And now you want to take the only part of my Robert I have left.
But don't you want the only part you got left to get a college education?
Nah.
Me? A college student?
Yes, Bobby. Think about it. A whole new world will open to you.
Chris really leaned into her mask
at the very
voice there.
End. Yeah. I kind of forgot in the middle.
It was okay. Fun, though. That last line. Scene.
Scene. Very good.
I feel like all we had to do was say the word foosball.
Foosball.
And Mr. Boucher. Bobby Boucher. All right, let's go to the phones.
All right, so let's start with this. I cannot right now. We have Lisa in Lumberton. Lisa, what movie is this?
Waterboy.
Oh, you think so, huh? All right, make sure you hang on so you see the right answer here. Let's go to Landon and Lauren. They're together, a duo guessing from Del Ran. What do you guys think?
We think it's Waterboy.
Both of you think it's Waterboy, right? Okay, hang on. Let's go to Ashley in Pemberton. Ashley, what do you think? Do you agree?
Hi, yes, it's Waterboy.
All right, you stay right there, too. You might win this prize. And Tiffany is in Langhorne. Tiffany, what's your guess?
Same thing, Waterboy.
What? How did you guys guess it?
Because it's a fantastic movie.
And we did a really good job, I think.
Apparently.
All right, so yes, it is Waterboy. Here's what it was supposed to sound like.
Let's talk about Bobby playing football.
I don't like it, Mr. Coach Klein. I don't like it one bit. You see, my boy is too delicate to be playing foosball or whatever you call it with them gargantuans.
I don't think you understand, Mrs. Boucher.
No, you don't understand me, Mr. Coach Klein. My boy is all I got left.
It's the brain pain, Coach.
You see, my husband Robert, one day back in 1966, pick up sticks, and me 4 months pregnant with this precious angel, he decides he's gonna go and join the Peace Corps. And he promised me that everything's gonna be okay. Just like you promising me now. But everything wasn't okay. He got lost in the middle of the Sahara Desert, and he died. He died.
Don't get no water, Coach. He died of the dehydration.
And we were left all alone.
I would have got my daddy some water, but I just had a baby inside Mama's stomach.
And now you want to take away the only part of my Robert I had left.
But don't you want the only part you've got left to get a college education?
Nah.
Me, a college student? Yes. Bobby, think about it. A whole new world will open to you.
Can I tell you, I cried the first time I watched this movie.
No, you did not.
I did at the end. I mean, it's been out for long enough. We could spoil it. Yeah. But like when he's up in like that little like in the room and everybody's down there waiting for him to come down. I cried.
I did see this movie. I don't see a lot of the movies we act out, but I have seen this. It's been a while. Obviously, this is an older movie, but I did see this movie.
I just cried.
All right. So now we're going to. They all got it right. Let's see. Lisa, Landon, Lauren, Ashley, Tiffany. We're putting you all in the little random generator here.
Yeah, give us 1 second. Okay.
I pick up that line.
Here we go. It is Lisa in Lumberton. Congrats, Lisa.
And
thank you.
There she is.
Congratulations. You won the Kids Bop tickets for tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thanks.
Did you hear about the naked guy that sued Google? And he won, actually. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's 7:30. So this guy was naked sunbathing at his house when that Google car, you know, with the camera that sticks up, drove by.
Yeah.
Snagged a picture of him naked. I mean, I don't think it was intentional. I think, you know, that's what happens. That camera just goes by. And I mean, we had friends that kind of messed with it because they saw it in the neighborhood and like acted out like a scene. They went viral with it too.
No, yeah, you can literally,
like,
if you
mess with it,
you could track it.
Yeah.
But this guy basically, I guess, was just naked in his front yard.
I don't understand why he was in his front yard naked.
I don't really know. But apparently he sued Google and he won 16 million pesos, which is equivalent to like $800,000.
That's a ton of money.
Yeah.
They said that Google invaded his privacy, right?
Yes. So they said that they were undermining his dignity and they gave him a lot of money. And they said that he was the laughing stock of the town and all this stuff.
I think you're the laughing stock of the town if you sunbathe naked in your front yard.
But yeah.
What, does he not have neighbors? This is so confusing to me.
Well, this was in Argentina. Okay. So I don't know if there's different rules there.
Maybe the neighborhoods are different there.
Regarding nudity, I don't know. But yeah.
How about keep it in your backyard?
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, here we go. 22 days of winning. 22-day streak for Chris.
That's doing too bad. I feel like all of a sudden it's like, woof.
You're doing pretty good.
Okay.
We have Jason from East Windsor on the line. Hey, Jason, what are you doing today?
I just got into work.
All right.
You're one of those that has to work on a Friday. I feel like nobody does anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I know.
All right, Jason, we're going to kick Chris out of here. Chris, say goodbye to Jason.
All right, good luck.
All right, Jason, she's on her way out. We're going to give you those three pop culture trivia questions. You're going to answer them the best that you can. She'll come back, answer the same. We'll see who gets more right, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. First question. Jason Momoa is celebrating a birthday today. He famously plays a DC superhero, but which one is it?
Aquaman. Lock it in.
All right, we locked in Aquaman. Second question, Tyra Banks was on the Today Show. She hosted a modeling competition show in the early 2000s, but what was it called?
Project One Runway, lock it in.
All right, and then third and final question. Snooki recently celebrated the 15th anniversary of her getting arrested on the Seaside Boardwalk. In that episode, she has a famous line. We're going to have you fill in the blank to that line. Are you ready? Where's the blank?
I've never watched Jersey Shore.
You never watched Jersey Shore?
No, I'm a bit younger for that. I don't know. I have to pass.
You're going to pass?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will give you a pass on that one. We're going to call Chris back into the room. Can't Be Chris is sponsored by Al's Airport Inn, Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week with brunch on Saturdays and Sundays, plus happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. You can check him out at alsairportinn.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. Hey, Chris.
Hey there.
All right. Jason's answers are all locked in. Jason, how are you feeling?
Pretty good.
Ooh, pretty good.
Okay.
All right.
He says he plays in the car like every day, so...
Are you ready?
You might be good at this. Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go. First question. Jason Momoa is celebrating a birthday today. Mm. He famously plays a DC superhero, but which superhero is it?
That is Aquaman.
You both said Aquaman, and you're both correct. Second question. Tyra Banks was on the Today Show. She hosted a modeling competition show in the early 2000s, but what was it called?
That was America's Next Top Model.
Chris said America's Next Top Model. Jason said Project Runway.
Oh.
America's Next Top Model is correct.
That scared me. I thought I knew it.
So Chris is up by one so far. Let's see going into this third question. Snooki recently celebrated the 15th anniversary of her getting arrested on the Seaside Boardwalk.
Did you see the cop reenacted it with her?
In that episode, She has a famous line. We're going to have you fill in the blank. Where's the blank?
Where's the beach?
Chris said beach. Jason gave that one a pass. Where's the beach is correct.
What, you didn't know that, Jason? How could you not know that?
Bit too young for that, but...
I love Jersey Shore.
You never watched Jersey Shore? We're like obsessed with it.
So good.
Yeah.
Jason, just for playing with us, you got a pair of tickets to see Big Time Rush at the Man in Philly tomorrow night.
Awesome. And I'm Jason from East Windsor, and I can't be Chris.
He already knew.
I do like to hear it. I do.
Jason, Big Time Rush are back. They're going to perform every song from every episode and more at the Mann Center in Philly tomorrow night, August 2nd. Tickets are on sale now, livenation.com. Hang on.
Listen Monday morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PS. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
The Ben Spoon in Princeton has been named one of the best ice cream shops in the nation, Gianna, in the country.
That's awesome.
They've got a bunch of very unique, like, innovative flavors.
Yeah.
Like sweet corn in the summer. And I think they just had, like, a lilac vanilla. You know, like, it's very cool. All handmade.
I've never been there.
You've never been there? It's in Palmer Square.
Yeah, no, I know exactly where it is. I've never been.
You need to go. The ice cream is so good there. So, yeah, congratulations to them. So, did you know that that Diddy's lawyers filed a 62-page motion this week asking the court to throw out his conviction or give him a new trial? He was convicted, remember, of two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, but was acquitted of the big ones, sex trafficking and racketeering charges. So his lawyers are arguing that the Mann Act was too broadly interpreted, and that there wasn't enough evidence, basically, yada, yada, yada. So they want his trial. They want a new trial. They want all the convictions thrown out. Yikes.
Oh, my gosh.
And, okay, so what are the foods that Americans hate the most? The top three? I think you could probably guess these. Anchovies. Liver. Do you like liver? Gianna likes everything.
I've had liverwurst, and it's fine.
It's fine.
I mean, it's not my favorite.
And sardines are number three on the list.
I could eat anchovies and sardines.
Ew.
I don't
care. I'm with this.
I'm just so...
And I've never even had them. I think they just sound gross to me.
Mm.
So there's the scoop. And so let me ask you a question here. If you proposed to somebody and they said no, would you stay with that person? Good morning. It's Chris and the crew. It's 8:05. It's Chris and Gianna. Eric Scott's here, our neighbor from New Jersey 101.5. He's engaged, so I thought this would be a great question to ask you, Eric. We found this guy. This guy proposed to his girlfriend 43 times.
Over how many years?
7 years.
7 years.
Now, she finally said yes, but this guy stuck around through 43 proposals. Now, Gianna, of course, just got engaged. We're so excited
yes,
for
congratulations.
Her.
Thank
you. You said no on the first time.
Really?
I did not say no.
I mean, yeah. No, I'm sorry. What did I say? You said yes on the first time. What did I say?
Spreading a false narrative.
I was like, oh, okay. What did I step into here?
Yeah, so I did say yes.
Reacted like that.
Of course I said yes.
Now, look, Eric, if your fiance, if Sandra would have said no the first time you proposed, would you have stayed with her? She's love of your life, right?
Yeah, I think it would be hard, but I would go one better. If there was a long hesitation, that you know would what? Probably...
Yes. Did you say yes right away?
Well, it's funny. I was so like shocked. I just stood there and he was like, yeah. And he was like, so yes? I was like, yes.
It is kind of a stunning moment.
Well, I get that. I mean, and I did this big elaborate thing. We were at our favorite resort in the Caribbean, and it was at dinner, and everybody was in on the gag except her, right? So it was this big thing, and I hired a photographer and all of that, and people were taking videos of it and posted it on social.
She said yes.
Well,
yeah.
Exactly, because we still had another like 8 days at the resort.
Oh.
How awkward would that have been?
Yeah.
If she said no, or let me think about it, or whatever. And, okay.
You still got 8 days with her.
Right?
Jeez.
It's a great vacation.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm very fortunate. She said yes.
But I have a feeling, though, this has happened before.
I mean,
obviously it's happened before. I want to know. We're going to open the phones right now. 609-243-9778. When you proposed, would you stay with that person? It's Chris and the crew. It's 8:13. We're reading online about this guy who proposed to his girlfriend 43 times in 7 years. She finally said yes. And actually, they're married.
Oof.
But he stuck around through 43 proposals. Now, the first time you proposed was like after 6 months. So it almost wasn't serious. He was just kind of like, whatever. But 43 times.
That's wild.
Now, Gianna just got engaged.
I did.
We're so excited. You said yes on the first time.
I did.
I mean, come on.
I did.
You guys have been together for a while.
10 years.
But I wonder, like, would you stay with that person? Let's go to the phones. We've got Danielle and Florence on the line. What do you think?
So... I have been proposed to multiple times by my current boyfriend, actually. He has proposed to me a total of 3 times, and I have never felt totally ready. So that's why my answer was no. But a no to a proposal doesn't necessarily mean that things are over, because we're still together. We're still really happy. We just aren't ready to get married.
Oof. It's got to be a shot to him, though. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
A shot to the gut.
It does.
He must really love her. He's sticking around.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Kyle in Northeast Philly. Kyle, what do you think?
If I proposed and somebody said no, then that is it. We are done. There are no second chances. I need to move on from that.
And I feel like I kind of get it.
I hear that. It's a shot to the ego, right?
Yeah.
And you'd think, though, that... Wouldn't you think, like, your fiance, God, that was weird for me to say.
I know, it's been really weird.
He kind of knew the answer, right?
Yes.
I mean,
he
was pretty secure that you were going to say yes.
We've been together since we were 15. I think it was safe to say yes.
I would hope you would kind of know the answer going into it.
But some people don't.
Yeah.
Like,
they get caught up in the moment, I guess.
And I feel like, I like this person, like this guy that we're talking about who proposed 43 times.
That's persistence.
After 6 months, that is not enough. I'm sure there are love stories where people have proposed after 6 months and they live happily ever after, and I'm sure they're still together. But like, that just doesn't sound like enough time. And I know for me, I was with my fiance for 10 years before we got engaged. So it's like, it's a little long, but we were kids, so it's a little different.
Well, right. If he would have asked you when you were 15, obviously you would have said no. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it just depends on the time frame of when you're together. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure I'd be able to stick around. I mean, that's such a shot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I know.
All right, so tell us what you think in the 94.5 PST app chat. And one, actually, all because he was naked. It's Chris and the crew. It's 8:30. So you know those Google cars that drive around with the camera on top, right?
Those Google,
are they called Google Earth cars? What are they called? Just the Google Street Map cars?
Google Street View cars.
Yeah, the Street View cars. So, have you ever seen one?
Yes, I have, actually.
I've only seen one once.
I was driving in Hamilton one time, and I was driving down the street, and I saw it in front of me, so I tried to, like, wave out of my window to see if it would get my arm, but it didn't. I really tried so hard.
So this guy was in his front yard.
Yeah, and he was naked.
Nude sunbathing. I don't know why you'd be doing that.
I don't understand how that's even allowed.
And along comes the Google Street View car. And snapped a picture of him, got a picture of him naked.
He won like $800,000 US dollars, but this is in Argentina. So 16 million pesos or over 12,000 euros. That was the compensation he got after suing Google.
And he said it was because if it was an invasion of his privacy, he lost his dignity, stuff like that. And the judge said, yeah, you're valid.
You know what? I get it. Would you want to be fully naked on Google?
But
no.
Here's what I don't understand. Why are you sunbathing naked in your front yard? Unless it's remote. You know what I mean? Unless he's got no neighbors around. But still, if you have a road in front of your house that you know cars could drive by, what the heck were you doing there laying naked?
That's the biggest question, I think, right? Like, what are you doing outside with your butt cheeks hanging out?
I'm assuming he had his image removed from Google.
Yes, no, definitely.
I was going to say, let's try to find him.
But, whew.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So you might be getting a new burrito at Chipotle. So since Ozzy Osbourne's death, his fans have started a petition to get Chipotle to honor him by naming a burrito after him. They want it to be called the Ozzy. Because, you know, Ozzy was obsessed with Chipotle. Listen to this.
This is my favorite burrito joint.
Yeah, you got to listen really carefully to Ozzy.
He says, it's my favorite burrito joint this is. And he's literally in a Chipotle watching them. He has his hands on his face in one of the episodes of the Osbournes. He's just watching them create his burrito.
Doesn't he have like 3 Chipotle burritos like a day?
It's amazing.
He loved Chipotle. So Halloween, or Summerween, I should say.
Yes.
Summerween is, well, now that it's August, that's really a July thing, but Home Depot has said they're embracing the whole Summerween thing by announcing their Halloween lineup. So Skelly is back. You know Skelly?
Yes.
That huge, monstrous skeleton that, I mean, a few of the people in my town, they're still up because I think it's just so hard to take them down and put them up and, you know, whatever.
True.
So they're still up. So Skelly's back. But he's getting even more high tech this year. So he's going to be, it's called Ultra Skelly.
Okay.
And he's going to come with Bluetooth capabilities that lets you connect him to your smartphone. You can direct him, you know, his movements. You can choose his light and LED eye displays. And there's like 5 preloaded phrases. He'll also be able to interact with trick-or-treaters through like an app on your phone. And you can hear what they're saying and you can interact with trick-or-treaters and stuff like that. Are you going to get one of these?
How much are they going for?
God.
Do we know?
It's $279. Ultra
Skelly.
That's
not bad. I would pay that for that.
God, you are so into Halloween.
I would pay that.
So now he's going high tech.
I thought it was going to be like $500.
There's 2 new ones too. These 2 like huge 15-foot tall things. The first one is Worry Crow. It's like a scarecrow. The wingspan is over 13 feet.
Oof.
And then there's the Galley Crow, which is like the crow part of the name, like a bird, like a crow. to go along with the Scarecrow. So they're the two new ones in the lineup this year.
I like those two, but
everybody's buzzing about Skelly and how he's going to become like interactive and like high tech this year.
I love it.
Oh, God. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, Justin Timberlake. So Justin Timberlake has revealed that he's been diagnosed with Lyme disease. He's had a lot of nerve pain, apparently, and a lot of fatigue. If you know anyone with Lyme disease, it could be tough.
Yeah.
So that kind of explains. Remember fans were saying on this tour that he was kind of like subpar? You know what I mean?
Yes.
He wasn't doing his best. Well, now we know why. That's a tough diagnosis. We got the Instagram post he just revealed yesterday. It's up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. All right, there's the scoop.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
And you have to admit it. Do you pee in the pool if you have a pool in your backyard?
No.
It's Chris and the crew. It's 9:10. I just read, Gianna, online that half of adults pee in the pool.
Consistently?
Wait, so does that mean you have?
I think everybody has peed in a pool at some point in their life.
I'm not sure I have. You know what?
When you were younger, you're telling me you ever peed in the pool?
I don't remember when I was younger.
At some point.
And you know, I fully admit to peeing in the ocean.
Well, that's a little different.
I mean, but you know, I used to be scared to pee in the pool. I specifically remember this because my father-in-law had a pool, John's dad did.
Uh-huh.
And I remember there used to be, I don't know if it still exists, but there used to be some kind of a product or something that if you peed in the pool, it would make like a ring around you so everybody would know that you peed in the pool.
I've seen that.
I was terrified. Not saying that I hadn't thought about doing it, but I was terrified because you never know when those people have that in the pool, right? No matter what pool you're
in. Right. I don't know if people are consistently doing this, though. And if you are, that's gross.
By the way, I also read that the risk of getting sick from that or like diseases or germs is very low.
Well, that's good.
Because I guess the chemicals in the pool kill it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's at least a little comforting, I guess. Because if people are actually doing this consistently, that's disgusting.
This was a little shocking. More than half of adults pee in the pool.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.